Okay, hello. I was gonna record on Thanksgiving, but I was like, I can't really record on Thanksgiving. That's probably a bad idea. So today we're gonna get to episode 2 of season 2. I'm so excited because this one is all about the paranormal and is about the Sally House, which I'm super excited about because I love the Sally House. And I know quite a bit about this and what this story entails. So, hello everybody. I'm excited for this episode because I know a lot about the topic. Today for the paranormal season, I chose ghosts slash hauntings. This episode is about the Sally House, which I'm sure most of you guys have heard of. The Sally House story is chilling, traumatic, and interesting. Today I almost want to today sorry. Me can't talk. Today, I also want to recognize Sam and Colby, one of the best YouTubers out there, being able to introduce me to most of the haunted places I will speak about. Now, if some of you know or find a way to get in contact with Sam and Colby, please let them know. I appreciate their work and chilling content. I also want to introduce a guest in this episode. This person has appeared in almost all of my videos. Not videos. Why did I just say that? In almost all of my podcasts. So yeah. Go. Hi. Say hi.
Hi.
It's Brian. Anyway, it's Brian. He's from Murder Mysteries and Paranormal.
Yeah, murders, mysteries, and paranormal.
Yep. And it's amazing podcast. His episodes go really in depth with these murders and really in depth with everything.
I
So,
think
do you
what
know anything about the Sally House?
I know that Sam, it was Sam, right? Sam's the blonde one.
Yes.
He's the one that got the attachment at the Sally House because he sat in the pentagram and did a ritual, right?
Oh, yeah, that's more to come. So.
And also Ryan Bergara, guy from BuzzFeed Unsolved Paranormal, was terrified of the place where they went in their first episode. I don't know that because my brother's obsessed with watching them. But other than this, besides that, I know that it's a really big haunting. There's Sally, the little girl who, quote unquote, little girl.
Yeah, which I will get more in depth about the quote unquote.
But with the quote unquote, I'm meaning air quotes here.
Yeah.
Because,
Yeah. So I'm gonna start with what I know because I know a lot about the Sally House and it's really interesting. So, yeah. So the Sally House is about the reason it's called the Sally House is because it's about a little girl named Sally.
Supposed little
So,
girl.
yeah. But the story of Sally is that she, which will be said in the information that I talk about later, is she, there was a doctor who lived in the Sally House, and Sally's was having really bad abdominal pain, so all of her, so her parents brought her to the doctor, and the doctor thought that her appendix was going to blow, like rupture.
Oh, like my mom's.
Yeah, she, they thought. He thought that her appendix was going to rupture, so he immediately was emergency surgery in his house because that's how they did doctors back then. It was in their house.
Back then,
So,
this took place, I'm going to assume, in like the Victorian Edwardian era, late 19th
yeah,
century.
that's yeah. So, took her to this house, appendix surgery. They tried to get her into it, but what killed her is the doctor did not wait for the anesthesia to kick in. He had it. It was almost kicked in, but it wasn't all the way kicked in. And after the first cut he made killed her because he was trying to get it done. He didn't want her appendix to rupture, and well, she died anyway. So she died on the spot. So that's the story of Sally, but there's also another story that comes into the Sally House, and it's about a woman that is supposedly there, and she stands at the bottom of the stairs.
I never knew this.
Oh, good. She stands at the bottom of the stairs, and she pokes people with a needle.
I only knew about the little girl.
Yeah, she pokes people with a needle, and she's supposedly the more mean one. You will find scratches on your body and all kinds of other stuff
You know who
from.
this reminds me of? This girl.
Nah.
The lady.
Mm-hmm. Go.
Bathsheba from the Conjuring House.
Hmm.
She pokes you with the needle. She's very aggressive.
Yeah, this woman is known to be very, 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 very aggressive. When I say aggressive, I mean aggressive. And, so, on that note, I want to start with something that I know. Because when, say you go to a famous hotel or house that are haunted, most of the time, they will tell you about a little girl named either Susie or Sally that look almost identical. With the blue eyes, the blonde hair with curls, they look identical.
Or it's brown hair with curls.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, it's brown hair, it's blonde hair, and it's always blue eyes, and
with curls, and they're in the little white dress.
Or blue. It's usually
blue or white.
Or white.
Or they're very innocent little children.
Yeah, and they look like babies. They're young. They are very, very young.
Youthful.
Yeah. It is very, very, very common because we don't know why. But that leads me to what Zach Bagans and Sam and Colby think. Their theory is that these little girls from these haunted places are actually a disguise for something bigger, like a puppeteer trying to create evil. So keep in mind as we go through the haunted episodes, because I might mention it in other episodes down the road. The Sally House, as its name implies, is a house where a young girl died and is thought to roam the house.
So, but my thing with the puppeteer theory is, like, how is he controlling all these little girls in all these different places all at once?
That's the thing. Because they just found, Sam and Colby just found proof, that these spirits can be in more than one place at a time.
So is it like
they could be
more
all
than,
over the place? They could be all over the world.
Duplicate themselves?
Yeah. Oh, kinda. That's like, kinda what it's like.
Like a virus, almost? Like how a virus will duplicate itself?
Kind of. And that's where the puppeteer theory comes in, is, it's just this one big evil thing controlling them, because there is evil sides to all of these places, and we all think that they're controlling these little girls because they're luring them in. Because in multiple episodes you will find of Sam and Colby and other things, you will find that the little girl is always trying to take the people somewhere.
Take them somewhere, yep. Or try and give them something.
Yeah. And is luring them, or they're asking for something, which is the idea of the puppeteer comes in, is something evil's is taking control of their spirit and trying to take control of everything. So yeah, and they just found proof. If you go watch some of their, I think it was
so like a corporate conglomerate today
in Hell Week. Yeah. So they literally figured this out. Like, they've been out of all the places they've been, there putting all the pieces together, you know, just to see how, because actually when they started, they were not believers. That's why they started doing it, is because they wanted to, they're like, okay, well, I can't explain it, but I want to find proof that I can explain it.
Oh, and like back to Zach Bagans, not
so Bagans. Now they do it, so they believe more. And these are the types of things that make them believe more, is they found all this evidence that all these little girls are being controlled by a puppeteer, and this puppeteer can be at multiple places at once. Based on, I can't remember what theory it is. I don't remember what theory it is. But anyway. But
is it like a hive mind for the puppeteer? I'm going to call them clones.
You're going to call them clones?
Well, it doesn't seem feasibly possible. Because if the puppeteer is there, like, as one person, how is it able to mentally do this task while on the other hand it's doing another task somewhere else?
Nobody knows. Nobody will ever. Like, that's one thing that I don't think anybody will ever be able to figure out. But this, it's crazy. It's crazy to think that one thing can control everything.
That's really the only issue I have. Theory is like, well, it doesn't seem feasible. Yet again, they're ghosts.
Okay, think of this. Does anything in our world seem feasible? ever.
What depends?
Like, nothing...
Like, it seems feasible that me and other... you were sitting here talking.
Well, why, though? Like, how are we think? Like, this comes into my alien theory.
Energy. We are all energy.
This comes into my alien theory. Aliens are real. They have not come to this planet. They're not going to bother us because they don't know us. They're scared of us. They don't even know we're a thing, just like we don't even know if they're a thing. Come on. Like, I mean, think about it for a second. They have not been here. We think they've been here because we think we have evidence, but we don't actually know that. Everything...
The same...
Like, we know nothing.
A skeptic could go with ghosts. Or
I'm not a skeptic of aliens.
I'm talking about, like, ghost skeptics. Like, well, the same thing could be said about ghosts. And I'm like, but yet again, there's all this documented proof.
Yeah. See, there could be documented proof, but do we do it? But, like, nothing is feasible in the world.
Because
how are we sitting here? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And yet we focus on space, even though only like 3% or 3 or 7% of the ocean's discovered. For all we know, we could have a mermaid uprising, and we wouldn't know what to do besides throw salt at them.
Yeah, same with ghosts. Like all the because this is coming up a lot recently, and most people before didn't believe in this stuff. Like they absolutely didn't. Like they thought Selena. It was crazy.
Well, no,
and...
Selena, she always knew because I'm listening to her earlier episodes before she became. Is popular, and she was reading her book, The Home Reader. That's what I'm wanting for Christmas.
What I mean is, like, but a lot there were believers, but there's also like not believers, and the skeptics. Recently, this has become a big thing, and then
paranormal is really taking off.
Seriously, and so now when these people are getting say when the people who the skeptics who don't believe start getting haunted,
what are they going to do?
Exactly, like I don't.
They're going to have to call up one of the...
Ghostbusters. No, just kidding.
One of the I don't want to call them paranormal experts.
More like...
Like what?
Like psychics and stuff. Like
mediums. Or home readers.
Yeah.
Like Selena, because that's what happens in chapter 2. She gets woken up at 5 a.m. by a phone call.
Yeah.
Needing help.
Anyway, let's get back into this because, like... Let's just do it. Okay.
We got it.
Built in the mid-1800s in the growing community of Atchins, the home on 2nd Street has seen its fair share of owners through the years, including the family of a 6-year-old girl named Sally, who died...
Wait.
Oh, wait. I wrote this. I'm stupid.
Mm-hmm. But wait.
No, I know.
Is it just me? Is it just me? I remember hearing somewhere... That the only Sally ever documented to live there was a little black girl.
No Sallys have ever lived there.
Then how come you just
Just said that because I was being stupid. Trust me, I changed later.
Including the
because
family?
The doctor lives there. The family didn't live there. The doctor lived there. And they came to the house. I wrote it weird, okay? Okay.
I might be getting my info wrong.
Sorry. Okay. It wasn't until the mid-1900s when Sally first gained both local and national attention when the owners Tony and Deborah Pickman lived in the home and began noticing strange occurrences.
The mid-1900s? Don't you mean the mid-1990s?
Oh... That's what I meant. The mid-1990s when Sally's story first gained both local and national attention. When the owners Tony and Deborah Pickman lived in their home and began noticing strange occurrences. Including attacks on Tony, unexplained voices, and apparent burnt finger marks upon mysteriously burning candles. After extensive investigations conducted by the Kansas Paranormal Group, it was discovered that Sally wasn't the only ghost haunting the home. But a middle-aged woman, who is said to have been behind the more frightening attacks. Yeah, that's what I got off this article. Here's like most of this episode is other people experiences like
Eyewitness accounts?
Yeah, eyewitness accounts. And so I'm this whole thing is a quote. I've seen the episode on the TV show A Haunting about the Sally House. Very scary. The storyline is that the owner was a doctor who had an affair with the African-American housemaid, resulting in the birth of a child. What? Okay, maybe Sally did live there. I don't know, okay? I thought I knew.
It could be the doctor's daughter.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. So we're going... Okay, let's go backward. I am so sorry if I botched this episode. Anyway, I have seen the episode on...
The script.
Quote, I have seen the episode on the TV show A Haunting about the Sally House. Very scary. The storyline is that the owner was a doctor who had an affair with the African-American housemaid, resulting in the birth of a child, a girl named Sally. When she was around 6 or 7, she became ill, and it was determined that she needed to have her appendix taken out. But the doctor didn't want anyone to know about her, so he refused to take her to the hospital, and she died. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I was right.
Yeah, you were right. Her mother was very...
She was a little black girl.
Brian! So insensitive. You're right. Okay. So he refused to take her to the hospital, and she died. Her mother was very angry and attacked the doctor, resulting in her death. See, this is what I mean.
So the angry
lady
is her mom.
So the angry lady is probably her mother.
And this is why you pre-read your scripts.
No, because that's actually not the... They don't know what it is.
We don't know.
I'm just saying this is possible. Oh.
What'd you get with touchscreens, Toria?
I'm just saying now this is possible that it's probably her mother. Okay. The doctor moved away, but Sally and her mother remain as spirits in the house, which we don't actually know.
We don't know about
the mother is still grieving her child and is the one who supposedly attacks the visitors, but Sally is a happy ghost and tries to play with the children that move in. See, this is what I mean by puppeteer. Luring, yeah, I don't,
Let's
we're not sure about this.
Lure them in.
No families stay very long due to the vicious attacks, usually to the adult males, because obviously most ghost women from back then did not like males because
they
have males
a vengeance on them.
Males
like,
for, I don't know.
They had issues.
I suspect the doctor buried the bodies of Sally and her mother somewhere on the premises or in the basement. End quote.
I don't know.
I've been to Sally's house when a friend lived there. The curtains caught on fire in his bedroom. End quote. This is just different ones. Quote, I've been scratched at the Sally house. End quote. Quote, I've been to the Sally house. Never had anything bad happen to us physically, but have gotten some very interesting photos. Even one of who was who we believe is Sally. End quote. Okay. So, I'm done with this episode. We're going into, this is a huge...
Do you want me to do reading on it for you?
No. This is a huge, you can just pick the, like, come in when you want.
Like I've been doing?
Yep. So, this is another eyewitness account, but this one's a huge one.
More than one paragraph.
Yeah. This one's like 5, 6, 7 paragraphs. So yeah, that's what we're reading. Okay, starting. Quote. My wife, Tanya, and I prepared for our overnight stay at the Sally House, just as we might for any road trip. We packed a game to play and loaded up our table with a choice of movies to watch. Because it was December, we also brought warm clothes and sleeping bags just in case.
We loaded our table with movies.
And then there was the research theme. The part wasn't typical. Prior to our visit, we read about reported hauntings and viewed several documentaries and episodes of the 90s paranormal investigation program sightings. Fortified with this knowledge, Tanya and I set out for Atkinson? Atkinson on a clear winter afternoon. We hope to enjoy a nice drive, visit an interesting look at... F you.
Now you have to label this episode as explicit.
We arrived in Atkins on as the sun was setting, pulled up on 2nd Street, parked, and walked up to the Sally House. As we explored the house, Tanya and I were struck by... blank, blank, blank.
No, by how much cozier the house
seemed. By how much cozier the house seemed in contrast to its looming presence in paranormal lore, or simply in contrast to how large it seemed from the front sidewalk. The ground floor rooms were spacious, with the living and dining rooms taking up the better part of half the first floor. The decor was much like you would expect in a house less regularly occupied in the 1990s. The stereo, which is always left on because the house evidently likes it, was fuzzily playing Christmas music as we explored. It's certainly a unique contrast to hear the theme to National Lampoon's
Christmas Vacation as you wander around the house.
Okay. Since the house itself is in the heart of Atkinson's historic riverfront and downtown area, we took some time... Okay, we don't care. Okay. The knocking began early around 7 p.m. Some reports attribute it to spirits banging around the house, but it didn't sound any different from a typical furnace in a house that's over 150 years old. The home we live in is much newer, but the furnace makes nearly as much noise. Predictably, the heat would kick on about 30 seconds after we'd hear the noise, though. It was certainly unnerving that the knocking started barely 5 minutes after my mom texted to ask if we had heard any strange sounds.
That's a coincidence.
We listened to knockings and Christmas music played. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, this one was stupid. Anyway, the Sally House is like a big thing, and you'll have to do more research because my research is not good, and I did not do good this time because I was not feeling it. So, yeah. The Sally House is very big on, little girls and all this other stuff, and go watch Sam and Kobe's episode because that's where I know most of my stuff, and, there is a downstairs, there's an upstairs, and it's actually quite small. Sam and Kobe stayed there, and it was allegedly her birthday.
Don't forget the basement.
Oh yeah, there's also a basement. There was allegedly it was her birthday, so they brought her a cake, and the candles went out. It was spooky.
And that's when Sam got his attachment.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Let's talk about that. So they went down to the basement to go investigate, Sam and Kobe did. And, well, there's a smudged pentagram, like, right as you enter the basement, like, right as you step off the last step.
It's a big thing for people to sit in it.
And Sam was like, because they were with the tour guide, and Sam's like, okay, I'll sit in it. Sam sat in it. He got an attachment, and Sally...
Did they ever get rid of that attachment?
Yeah, and Sally followed them to every haunted place for a while.
They even went up to Canada.
Yeah, they were up in Canada.
What was that fort called? Because I know Selena was in that episode.
Okay, hold on. Anyway, so yeah. And Sam and Kobe decided that it was a great idea to sit in the pentagram. Yeah, he got an attachment. So yeah, and basically what happened is, like, some weird stuff happened in that episode,
Even some weird stuff happened in the next episode.
Weird stuff happens in all their episodes.
Well, I don't watch them, so...
What's this one? I haven't seen this one.
Anyways.
Oh yeah, I have.
We've got other stuff we're looking at.
Okay, sorry.
No, it's not the one, because Chris wasn't in that episode. It was Sam, Selena.
It's this one.
Sam, Colby, and
Cat. No, that's Castle.
No, it was the one before that.
Most Haunted Fortress, right?
Yeah, it's that one.
Okay, we're watching a video real quick so we can figure out where Sam and Colby went. for this fort.
Look at the description. It might be in there.
I'm just gonna... Yeah, this is literally where Sam is sitting. Oh yeah, they also saw a shadow in the Sally house.
You should probably have rewatched the episode before writing your script.
We may have crossed the line, yeah. No, this video is crazy.
No!
Oh, this is the one where Selena... Oh, this is the one where Selena's cross fell off. It just
broke. That wasn't Selena.
No, it wasn't Selena.
It's in the next
episode. It was Kat's.
No, it was Joel's.
Oh, you're right.
He had that cross for God knows how many years, and it broke. In the Hill House episode. It was in the Hill House episode that
okay.
It broke. Because so, that's when she did her home reading for the longest time. After the longest time of not doing it.
Okay, hold on. You're just gonna have to hold on for us for this.
Try Canadians.
Fort Henry. I think that's what it is. Yep, Fort Henry. It's Fort Henry. Okay, yeah, you gotta hear a little bit about Sam and Colby. So that was fun.
They over edit their videos, I think, a bit, but I've seen someone they who puts in an edit every single minute.
They or three. Oh, trust me, once it gets to when they're doing their little ghost adventure thing, they don't put like hardly any edits in there. But they do it right at the beginning because
maybe
they're
some background edit.
And they do
background
their
music.
They do their own stuff. They edit all of their own videos.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have an editor, but they stopped having an editor because they didn't like it. So, yeah. That's how that went. So, yeah.
We should probably do a follow-up episode
yeah.
with more information.
Yeah, we're going to do a follow-up episode when I know more because I know a lot about this episode, but
you
I'm
just
not.
Didn't do the research.
I just didn't feel like it. No, there's not a lot on the Sally house. You cannot find a lot on that house.
It's like the Casey Lynn McDaniel
so
case.
So hard to find anything on that house
the
because everything's still a mystery. So
I've had to resort to listening to another podcast to find out.
I just wanted to get out some information about this and get out another episode, so I will definitely be doing a follow-up episode, so see you guys next time.